Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to another edition of Ask Coach Perry. We've got Lindsay Perry with us. I'm Brad Brown. And Lindsay, today's question was submitted by Marika. And Marika says she's following the Comrades Finishers program, but according to her running times, and she puts it in air quotes, saying she qualifies to run the bronze. So she's fast enough in the time she runs. Puts her in the bronze sort of frame, but she feels that she is injury prone and she thought she'd rather take a slow, conservative approach with the finishers program. She sees that the program's got a marathon schedule for the end of this year, which is great, but she wants to get the qualifier, which is great as she would like to get the qualifier out of the way, but she sees the longest run before then is only a 2.5 hour run. She's worried that she's going to injure herself making that jump from 2.5 hours to 4.5, hopefully, in the marathon. What would your advice be for her in this sort of case?
So that marathon on the beginners or the finishers program is going to be a lot of walking involved. And I think one of the mistakes that a lot of people make when they're building a program is that they don't realize that your program is actually the sum of all of its parts. So even though in this case the longest run is a 2.5 hour run, if we add up all the training that's been done along the way, and also that on the finishers program, the idea really of that marathon is to get a marathon under the belt. And so it is supposed to be a walk run training marathon, whereas in all the other programs, the main focus of those marathons is actually to qualify. Whereas on the finishers program, it should be seen as a little bit more of a bonus. But again, by consistently training between now and then, even though the longest run is 2.5 hours, your body will be ready to go a lot further than that, but you need to run walk. Looking at her ability, I would recommend that she does follow the bronze program, but to ignore the paces on the bronze. So if you ran a little bit slower or on the very slow end of the bronze, that should also help for her to minimize her injury risk. Because if she runs on the finishers program, then she actually needs to run a little quicker than she needs to run a lot quicker than the finishing pace recommended. But she probably needs to even go a little quicker than the bronze recommended. And that's probably a bigger injury risk than following the appropriate program for her, but then just running a little bit slower.
Lindsay, I think this is the first time ever we've had someone who's done it the other way around. Normally we get people asking us, say, hey, listen, I'm aiming for a finisher, so I think I'll follow the silver program, because if I can run the silver program, then I'm guaranteed for a finish medal. Marika's obviously doing it the other way around, and I think it's the first time we've ever had that. So, Marika, best of luck. I hope that helps. If you've got any other questions, do be in touch. All you need to do is head over to the website, askcoachperry.com. You can submit them there, and who knows, we could be answering another one of your questions on an upcoming edition. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.